T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mornings with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score. John Heyman, insider for Odyssey Sports, New York Post columnist and MLB Network.
Chicago is watching carefully, no question about it.
Co-host of the Big Time Baseball Podcast.
Crazy free agency.
You're right, it was really a lot of fun, I think, for all the fans. Maybe not as much fun for me and Ken Rosenthal and Joel Sherman and Jeff Passan.
Curb your enthusiasm, enthusiast.
You hate people.
Well, I hate people individually, but I love mankind.
John Heyman with Mully and Haw.
I like the White Sox. You never know with the Cubs.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend John Heyman, and he joins us now on The Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, we've been better. I mean, the White Sox are a train wreck losing to Baltimore. And, you can't even – I mean, they don't have any players. They've somehow run out of players, and we've talked about this. You know, when you put stuff off, when you don't get ahead, when you don't win games you're supposed to early, then you get disaster striking, and guess what? You don't have any goodwill built up with the fan base.
Yeah, it's not good. I can't sugarcoat it. I think they're the most disappointing team in baseball at this point, to be under 500. You know, to give you some hope, the Braves were about 500 halfway through the year last year and won the World Series. Tough to envision this at this moment, but they do have a lot of injuries and certainly are underperforming. So you got to figure the best is yet to come, you hope, anyway.
Yeah, I don't know about that, John. I think the question as we get closer to the trade deadline will be how active the Sox might be to make something happen to change the mix. And I think when you look at their needs, I wonder, Lucas Giolito goes to the mound tonight. He's coming off his worst five-start stretch of his career. I wonder if in another month, if some of these things continue trending in the wrong direction, could the White Sox be in the market for a starting pitcher? Is that conceivable? Have you heard anything along those lines?
I mean, it is possible. They can improve in any area at this point. I would say their offense and their bullpen have been worse than their rotation. But certainly they don't have five good starters performing well. So, I mean, anything could help them at this point. It's really been a disaster to this point this year.
Our buddy Jim Margulis of Sox Machine wrote a really interesting story about how the only player who's been held accountable is Dallas Keuchel. That's the only guy that they actually DFA'd. And the only player they demoted because of performance is Gavin Sheets. And he's back up now because they've had so many injuries. It's almost like they're not taking responsibility for how this has happened, and they're not making the kind of moves that you would hope they would make in light of this.
Well, I mean, I think they believed in these players, and they still believe in them. We all thought they would win this division. I think they were the most prohibitive favorite in any division, if not second most. It's shocking how bad they have been this year. It's obviously not all LaRusso's fault. They're underperforming like few teams I've ever seen. I guess the Padres last year were historic underperformers, but Grandal has been terrible. Moncada has been terrible. And no one has been great. I guess you could say that Anderson and Vaughn and you know, to a degree, Abreu are close to what you would expect. But generally, they have just underperformed miserably. And, you know, the injuries have certainly hurt. They've had more injuries than most. And, you know, I mean, the one, I don't know if it's the bright side or not, but it is still relatively early, and they are not in a great division.
John, we want people in Chicago to talk about the Sox the way the people in Houston and the people in New York talk about the Astros and the Yankees. What you saw over the weekend was a preview of the ALCS in all likelihood, and you saw a guy in Aaron Judge who's on this historic run. Okay, so how many home runs? What's he on pace for, 62? And you look at the Yankees, they're on pace to make some more history. 10 walk-off wins already. John, how good was that series?
Really good, really close. The Yankees had two comeback wins to come out of it even. You know, I do think they may, we'll see, but, you know, that is their hurdle, is Houston, and do they have a Houston problem? I mean, you've got to question that. The Astros knocked them out in 15, 17, and 19. It's really been a Houston dynasty in the AL over the past 8-9 years. You know, we'll see. The Yankees have been the best team this year. You know, Judge is carrying a team like, I don't think I've ever seen a guy legitimately carry a team like this, non-steroid era, or no steroids. And beyond that, they're on pace for the record number of wins at 117 at this moment with his latest walk-off home run. It's really been an amazing almost half year for the Yankees, but they do need to get past Houston this time to make this year count.
He's Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman, and insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit betql.com today. And you know, it's fairly obvious that Aaron Judge is making a money push like few ever have. I mean, he's really been phenomenal. And is the future Cub uncertain about leaving the Yankees?
You know, he's not going to give it away. He's obviously negotiating, although he's not in the season because he didn't want the distraction. Yeah, I mean, the Cubs are one of the handful of teams, I guess probably a half dozen teams who can afford him and need him, both. So, you know, there's always that possibility. I mean, I got to think that he's enjoying this winning, and he certainly likes this ballpark. And, you know, obviously we saw Freddie Freeman and the reaction he had in Atlanta when he went back there. He's still crying over it. So, you know, he regrets the move. You know, I mean, so anything can happen in negotiations, and I don't know if Aaron Judge is a crier, but, you know, if he leaves and, you know, he might end up regretting the move in a similar fashion. I mean, things are going that well in New York, so we're all assuming he'll be back and they'll figure it out, but obviously they have not been able to do it on a long-term deal to this point.
Well, John, a lot of Cub fans are going full Freddie Freeman this weekend, this season, crying because it's tough to watch. They're coming off a series against the Cardinals where they were competitive, and certainly you give them credit for that. You don't know what direction this is headed, but it doesn't seem like it's going to be something that it's easy to identify this rebuild. Now, in that context, Kyle Hendricks, he was great on Friday night, vintage Hendricks. Is he somebody that you think will be pursued during the trade deadline? Will teams want to look at that 2 years left and $30 million on his deal and think, okay, we'll give up something for a Kyle Hendricks to help us in a pennant race?
Yeah, I do think so. I mean, even when he was going poorly for most of this year, I thought some teams would be interested in Kyle Hendricks. He's certainly reliable. He's one of the few pitchers who never seems to be hurt. And he does have it in him. We've seen it, obviously, in the past. And there's a lot of need for starting pitching all around baseball. So I do expect that there will be a market for Hendricks. I'd put him on that list with Robertson, Contreras, and the other Cubs players who will be out there in the market and be pursued by other teams.
This segment with John Heyman is brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Bank with power at Lakeside Bank. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. Do you think that the Cubs are doing kind of part two of the trade-off? I mean, at some point, you would think they're going to try to start building a team up, but at this point, it doesn't seem like that would make a ton of sense. And sadly, you see how they're doing right now, and I know they just beat the Cardinals, but they are not doing very well. And certainly, if you give away your best players, regardless of what you get in return, it won't be anything impactful for this season.
No, I mean, this is a lost season at this point. I think we kind of knew that going in, and it's basically been confirmed. And they're a certain seller at this point. Yeah, they're not building the team for this year. They're building it for future years. You could hope it's next year, but, the signs are not great coming out of there. You know, you look at their better prospects, many of them are 27 years old or older. You know, I'm not sure what cornerstone pieces they have on that team. I think they've identified Nico Hoerner as somebody who will be part of the future. Maybe Thompson, Steele, maybe. There's a couple guys that are maybes, but there's really not many guarantees and not many can't-miss prospects either. So it may be a rebuild that takes more than a year or even 2 years. They're in a hole.
You know what's interesting, John, is that last week, there were only four outfielders in Major League Baseball with a higher WAR than Ian Happ. And three of them were Aaron Judge, Mookie Betts, and Mike Trout. And when we talk about, Cubs that are attractive to potential teams or Cubs who are identified as foundational pieces, very rarely does Ian Happ's name come up. Why do you think that is, and how do you consider him from outside Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, I brought it up, but that's a tough one because he's not a free agent after this year, and he's performing so well, and you'd like to have something for next year. So I think it would be difficult for them to trade him. It might be the wise thing to do, though, because it does seem hard to see them as a winner next year even. So it might be prudent, but from a public relations standpoint, I think it would be difficult for them to do. I put him on the lists. And when I do my trade bait power rankings in the New York Post, I have included Ian Happ on occasion, and I will in the future because, I'm sure there are going to be teams coming after him. He's not Mookie Betts or Aaron Judge, but he's a really good player, and he certainly could help a lot of teams, especially in this year where the offense is down, particularly in the outfield. I mean, look at the National League outfielders. It's not great, as you pointed out.
When they picked up Marcus Stroman, we thought, okay, well, that's a reasonable contract, and if things were to go awry, maybe he'd be a guy that they could turn at the deadline and trade him. Now he's had right shoulder inflammation, and he just threw a bullpen, but he's been out, throwing 40 pitches doesn't get you lined up. Is he off the list, John? Is there a way for him to come back and maybe be another one of these pieces they try to move?
I mean, I think at this point they'd be very fortunate if he was able to come back and show that he's worth trading. I think you mentioned it was a reasonable contract. The reason it was a reasonable contract is that not many teams wanted him. And now, with a shoulder question, I don't think there's going to be anybody who wants him. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That was rather harsh. I mean, I feel bad. I felt bad after that one.
John, 60 seconds left. The Sox go to Anaheim. They're playing the Angels, and there was a little bit of a melee yesterday with the Angels. Any kind of discipline that will affect this series, and what did you think of that baseball fight?
I was at the Yankee game, so I'm going to have to watch that one on TiVo. I heard it was quite a Donnybrook and even Anthony Rendon involved, who's on the injured list for the whole season. So, I think there probably will be discipline, but of course, if you discipline a guy on the injured list, that won't help Chicago. I will say this: the Angels are one of the most interesting teams to watch. I have never seen a team this top heavy. We said that about the 2019 Nats and all the Nats teams in that era, and they ended up winning a World Series like that. But they had more players at the top. The Angels have two of the greatest players of all time on their team, yet are still a losing team. That's not easy to do.
John, you're the best. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up with you.
Thanks, John.
All right. Always a pleasure, guys. See you later.
That was Odyssey MLB Insider John Heyman. Insider Calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here.
And we are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers.
BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.